being here.
Great to be here.
Let's start with your assessment, actually, 14 months ago. Is there any doubt in your mind, and I'll begin with you, Senator Graham, but either of you, that the threat remains as you assessed it then, that within the next 4 years, it is likely, or more likely than not, that some terrorist somewhere in the world will use a weapon of mass destruction?
If anything, the odds that we gave a year ago, which was more likely than not, have probably gone up in the past 14 months. That is, it is higher than just a straight, slightly more than 50-50, that someplace on Earth a terrorist group would use a weapon of mass destruction between now and the end of 2013. And the reason for that is that accessibility, particularly of biological materials, has increased. The sophistication of al-Qaeda, as we saw on Christmas Day, has become, if anything, greater and more diffused. We believe that the risk is real and growing.
And this was a unanimous finding.
Oh, yeah, and we'll reach a probability by around 2013. Of course, we don't have intel telling us the attack's going to occur in 2013, but if you look at the trend lines, it's a short-term risk. That was our point. This is not the next generation that has to worry about this.
And when you say trend lines briefly, what do you mean?
Well, although we are doing things, we are making progress in particular areas as a government and with allies. They are active also. And it's like we're running, but they're running faster.
All right, so let's take one of the F that I think made everyone the most nervous, which was that a system still hadn't been developed to respond quickly to a bioterror attack. Now, are you talking about what? Preventing mass casualties? What do you mean by that?
Oh, first, we mean deterrence. The reality is that if a terrorist gains access to a biological weapon, they're going to ask themselves, where can we use this weapon to the greatest effect? So the degree to which you are prepared to respond to it becomes a significant amount of your deterrence, that it will not be used against you. But if you are attacked, the adequacy of your response capabilities can reduce the number of casualties into the thousands, not the tens or hundreds of thousands, and therefore make it something less than a mass destructive event.
So, Senator Talent, what is missing in that area? What hasn't been done?
Well, unfortunately, about everything is missing. I mean, we've not stockpiled the countermeasures. We didn't even have enough vaccines for H1N1 with 6 months' notice. We don't have planned systems for distributing the countermeasures in the event of an attack. Many cities won't know whether an attack has occurred. We don't have the devices to tell us that. We don't have the capacity to clean up afterwards. I mean, this is why we gave them an F, because every link in the chain of response, we call it, you know, a chain with links, is inadequate. And there's really no reason for that. The chairman likes to point out correctly, this is something we can do on our own, and we really don't need international partners to do it, and we should be doing it.
And so why hasn't it happened?
It hasn't happened, I think, first because there's been a tendency to want to deny the existence.
Yes.
People view a biological attack as seven letters sent in October of 2001. That was a terrible thing, but in scale, it was much less than
a mass
destruction. What we're talking about is a terrorist putting a slurry of anthrax in the back of a truck with a dispensing device which makes it almost invisible, driving it through a major American city, and potentially affecting hundreds of thousands of people. That's the scale that we think we're going to be dealing with unless we take some immediate action to raise our barriers against the attack or to be able to reduce its consequences.
Our establishments are used to the nuclear threats, so new administrations hit the ground running. And we gave the Obama administration pretty good grades in nuclear, but they're very slow to recognize bio. And it was true for Clinton, it was true for Bush, and unfortunately it's true for Obama. We've been trying to tell them for the last year that they need to mount the learning curve more quickly.
And you did, though, Senator Talent, give them a more mixed set of grades on steps that would prevent an attack. For instance, at least they've assessed where the dangerous pathogens are. Just describe that a little bit. Have they done some preventive work?
They have. That's in the nature of a study, though. And it was our recommendation, and they did it, and so we gave them an A on that. We have to see how they implement it. There are some centers in the government that are doing better. There's a committee in the Congress, Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins Committee, that have been aggressive in pushing legislation that would cover a lot of these areas.